This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Duel it out, and then whoever wins, you just come on my boat with me, and we would have so much fun.
When are you going on your cruise?
Pretty sure it's like within 2 weeks of yours. And so why don't we combine them? You know, this is my dream trip. We would have so much fun. I'm great at the limbo. I love getting on and off in the ports, and I will always be on time, I promise you.
Oh, my God. Everything she just said was a lie.
Have you met you? You don't like any of those things.
I know. But it's going to be so fun. When are you going?
Mine is October 9th through the 19th.
Okay. Mine is September 10th to the 19th.
Well, we can't be gone at the same time because I'm going to have to fill in for you September 10th through the whatever.
Exactly right, my friend.
Have you ever been? Because I am super excited. And then Scott tried to say you weren't going to Greece. You were going to some sea.
You were going to the Adriatic Sea.
Well, that's where Greece is, young man. I mean, it's the
No, Greece is in the Mediterranean, but yes.
Mine is like Mykonos. Where is yours?
Gay. Mine is Mykonos, too. Ah!
No, we cannot be doing this in tandem.
Why not?
Well, because he should come on my cruise.
It's crazy how this works out in a capitalistic society. In the interest of a profit, these tour companies actually book more than one per year.
That is crazy talk. I announced mine on Christmas, and it's 2/3 sold out. So I'm probably going to sell out this weekend.
Do they get a free book?
Michael, will you do me a favor?
Yes, of course they get a free book.
If there's overage, you don't want to put those poor people in steerage. Like, you just don't have room for them. Kick them over to my boat September 10th at cruise-tour.com, and they can come with me to Mykonos.
Or if they're unavailable in September and only out in October, they can go to cruiseholidaykc.com and go on mine.
All right. I will see you, your cruise, in October and raise you.
You will see
my
him.
Cruise in September. I cannot believe I wish I had known. We would have, like, my people could have talked to your people.
I don't know, girl. I got a lot of gay guys going on mine, so I'm going to trump your ace there. So, yeah.
You can have all the gays. Well, give me a couple of them.
Okay, all right.
Gays are fun on cruises. Right. They are. Everybody knows that. Who do you think leads the limbo line? I miss you.
Especially to the Greek Isles. It doesn't get much gayer than that.
That's actually kind of true.
I'm going to put that in my whatever you call it, the pamphlet, Michael. I'm going to do an asterisk, and I'm going to say I'm a huge ally. I would love all the gays. However, .. if you can't go in September, your best gay cruise in Greece is with Michael Mackey.
Yep. You know what? I will kick that right back at you. Can't go in October. Go on Dana's in September. We're gonna have dueling Greece cruise stories.
I know it. Do you know how many olives I'm going to eat? My weight. I'm going to eat my weight in olives. I cannot wait.
Do you know how many Speedos I'm going to rock? I'm going to rock all the Speedos.
I just threw up in my mouth.
What is your New Year's resolution? Do you have one?
I'm going to have my jaws wired shut on Monday so that I'm thin for this cruise.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. I will do that with you. And number two, do you have a year-end grievance? Because we're doing that later in the show.
A year-end grievance. Can I get back to you on that?
That's a lot of pressure. Text us. Text us, and then we'll read it in the 5 o'clock hour.
I'll text you, but I love you both to bits and pieces, and it's game on. We're both going to Greece, girly.
Okay, I do want to duel, because I think it'd be fun to just say that we dueled, but yes, we will both go.
It's so on. I'll see you in Montenegro. Are you going to Croatia? Where else are you going?
Yes, I believe Croatia is on. Yes.
Well, then that's an Adriatic Sea cruise.
There's Athens. There's
you're going to Turkey as well.
Ephesus.
Turkey. I'm going to Turkey. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Venice.
There's Chios, very steeped in history and tradition.
Thessaloniki. Go back to what's steeped in tradition and history.
Chios.
Chios? How do you spell it?
Chios.
How do you spell it?
I don't think I'm going to Chios. I'm going to Montenegro. Are you going to Montenegro?
No,
the old Yugoslavia?
No, we are going to Peros. Do they roll their R's there, Michael?
No.
Okay, sure. I'm going to read these ads starting next week. I'm going to roll all the R's. Come with me to Montenegro.
No, that's not how it works.
No. Okay, enjoy the rest of your day off, Michael. We don't have the day off, but I love you.
Love you.
By the way, Michael, I will say this, and I'm not blowing smoke. I've lost count of how many times I've reread chapter 35 in your book.
It's the best chapter in the book, Radio Gaga, because it's about you two nerds.
He loves reading about himself, Michael.
No, I love reliving the memories as you write. And I've said this to you 1,000 times. And again, I've said it to you on the air and off the air. You're a brilliant writer.
You guys are so good to me. Also, January 16th, it's a Friday. Get it on your calendars because that's when you are recording the audio portion of Radio Gaga.
Oh, I'm in.
You're not quoted.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. Because I'm doing an audiobook in 2025.
Okay, good.
So January 16th, I need to come in and record my quotes out of chapter 35.
Same for Dana. Yes. You guys can do it as over the top as you could.
I'm in.
Is she quoted in the chapter?
Yes, I'm quoted. That makes me a published subject of a published author.
Yes, and not in the National Enquirer for once.
Do we get royalties off of this?
No.
Okay, no.
No.
Now you're just being silly.
Mm-hmm. All right, Happy New Year. We love you.
I love you more. Mwah. Bye, kids.
Bye. All right, give me the name of the place you're going and spell it. Chios?
C-H-I-O-S.
Chios.
It's an island steeped in history, tradition, and natural beauty.
It is it is Greece's fifth largest island.
Oh, God, I cannot wait. There's medieval villages.
Can you tell me anything about it?
Oh, yeah. They have citrus groves and fragrant Cambos region. You can visit, the Byzantine monasteries I've actually heard about.
That is correct. Yep. There is a Byzantine monastery there.
Relax along the golden beaches, lapped in crystal clear waters.
Built in the 11th century.
I can't wait. I really would love for you guys to all go on the ride with me. We would have a blast.
Seriously, it looks beautiful. It looks absolutely beautiful.
All right, tell everyone what you were just telling me about Facebook and how this happens to you, and today it happened to me.
You posted something on Facebook today, a picture of you and your mom,
mm-hmm.
and you're wearing a very distinctive jacket, and you write something to the effect of, and I'll be dangerous, but close enough, where did this jacket ever go? This popped up on my memories today.
What the hell happened to my jacket?
What the hell happened to my jacket? Three times in the last month, I have seen a Facebook memories picture pop up. You know, one was probably 7 years old. A couple others were, 10, 11 years old.
Well, yeah, if it's 20 years ago, what happened to that shirt?
I didn't say 20. I said 10 or 11.
It's still a long time, but go ahead.
And I'm like, where is that shirt? And one of them, the one from the Facebook memories of 5 years ago, was an orange. You know, I love the color orange.
Yeah.
An orange Texas Longhorns T-shirt that I had bought at the Buc-ee's between Austin and San Antonio.
I remember you wearing that.
I loved that shirt. It was so comfortable. And I see this pop up on my Facebook page, right? And I'm like, I haven't seen that shirt in 1,000 years. Where is it?
Where is it?
So I have a lot of t-shirts. We accumulate a lot of t-shirts in this business.
Yes.
All right. So in my dresser in the master bedroom or primary bedroom, I have two full drawers of t-shirts.
Yeah.
Then I have a dresser in one of the guest rooms that has two full drawers of t-shirts.
And it's not in there?
I went through both. So I basically have four drawers
yeah.
of t-shirts.
And you cannot find this shirt.
That amazing Texas Longhorns yep. orange t-shirt that I dearly loved is nowhere yep. to be found.
I'm about to change your life and you're going to be so happy.
Do you have it?
If you have the photo of you in that shirt, which if you saw it on Facebook, I'm assuming that photo exists somewhere. Mm-hmm. You plug that photo into Google. Under Google Image, you just post the photo in the search box of Google Image. Okay. And it will spit out where you got that shirt. It will say, this is a Texas Longhorns merchandise.
I just told you, I got it at Bucky's.
I know, but it will tell you if you want to go online and buy the exact shirt again, it'll give you the link to where to buy it.
But where is the shirt?
Well, I can't solve that mystery, but with my jacket that popped up today, and I sent it to my mother, and I go, where the heck did that jacket go? I loved that jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I plugged it into Google Image, no result. I mean, I got 10,000 striped jackets, but not that jacket, and I want that jacket.
Well, but here's the deal, and because a lot of the t-shirts that I buy are symbolically important
yeah.
to me. Because I remember where I was when I bought it.
Yeah.
If I buy it online, it means nothing. It's just a t-shirt.
Well, it could remind you of the shirt that you lost and new beginnings.
But I was with Joe and Lisa
okay.
when I bought that shirt
yeah.
at Bucky's.
Yeah, you can't replace that.
And so, you know, Joe's gone and Lisa lives a million miles away. And
did one of the girls take it? Because usually you all know this, when they come and go from college or whatnot, things disappear.
My girls are literally a size small.
Girls love wearing larger stuff.
Sarah,
Jack's fiance showed up one day.
Sarah's like 5'3".
You know how much I love that child. She walks in wearing my favorite soft, ridiculously expensive, pay heed Kansas sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. You know where I bought it?
Let me guess, Allen Fieldhouse.
At Allen Fieldhouse. You know, they're proud of their sweatshirts there. It was like $80.
Oh my God.
And I bought it when I was with Jack. The day before the world shut down to COVID. That's how I remember it. Because I, you know, we went to the game. We've got this photo of us under the thing that says pay heed. I'm like, here's my sweatshirt. And then the next day, boom, whole world shuts down. She walks in wearing that sweatshirt. And I go, I had forgotten this even existed. And it's one of my favorite things. I'm like, strip down, sister. I want it back.
Did you take it back?
I did take it back. And now I can't find it again. It's the kids.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, if it's a sweatshirt or a t-shirt, it's your kids.
913-586-7798, 586-77.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
9-8 here on Dana and Parks. You know they always say.
The internet is so dumb.
And it's getting dumber. But we've said for years, and I strongly believe this, don't believe everything you see on the internet. But even if it's not real, it doesn't mean it's not funny. And there is a video purportedly from about 2 or 3 years ago that is going viral all of a sudden, showing a suspected criminal. He's handcuffed to the railings on each side of the bed
of a hospital bed.
And somehow the hospital bed has been removed from whatever ambulance is carrying it. Okay?
There's no.
And somehow the hospital bed ends up rolling down a grassy hill.
Like an embankment.
And it starts to flip. And people are running after this. And
it tumbles and tumbles. And you see the paramedics and they are running.
And they're trying to stop this hospital bed with the prisoner literally handcuffed on both sides.
Tumbling.
Can't get out. And he's rolling down the hill. And they're just chasing after it as fast as they can. I did an AI Google search on it yesterday. AI says it's accurate.
No, there is no way.
It occurred in 2023. Now, if it's not accurate, if it's not real, I want it to be. Because it's that funny. And so during commercial breaks, a little inside baseball here.
He shows me this video.
Well, I just start, I'm sitting here watching my computer and I just start laughing. And she goes, "What are you laughing at?" And I go, I don't know if this is real or not.
He's tumbling, you guys. Like, picture if you rolled a burrito down a hill.
Right.
Tumbling, not head over heels. He's literally rolling, rolling, rolling. And every time the bed flips down, he smashes his head. There's no way that's real.
Why not?
I don't know.
Because I want it to be.
And then I feel guilty laughing about it because, my God, what if that, you know, even if he was a criminal on the run, it, you know. There's no way you probably
put it on your Facebook so I can see it.
I am not sharing something that is likely not to be is not real.
You don't know that it's not real. And you want it to be real. Admit it. You want it to be real.
I think if it's fake, the reason they said it's a criminal and he's handcuffed is because it wouldn't be funny if it was like an elderly person. And it's not, I'm not saying it's funny. Well, it actually, it's funny. When you look at the video, you do laugh. It's only missing the wide world of sports theme song behind it, right?
Yes. It's worth the search if you can find it.
If you had Al Michaels giving play-by-play on it, that would make it even better.
Rumbling, tumbling, stumbling.
Yeah.
Chris in Kansas City. What's up, man? Chris.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I was going to see if you all wanted a charcuterie board.
If we want a charcuterie board?
Yes, I was going to drop one off by the studio.
Chris, we love ourselves the charcute, but you know what? You do not have to do that, and there's nobody here.
Oh. Well, the guy put me on hold and said he was going to check and get back with me, and so I don't know if he really intended to put me on the air or not. But
well, I'm glad we're glad you're on the air. And that's so sweet.
If you're in the neighborhood, we'll send Jason down. If you'll call back and sure.
Okay. I have a little shop in Waldo. I won't say the name because I'm not trying to get a shameless plug, but I have this board that nobody picked up that they were supposed to. And I listened to you guys for years and I thought, well, I'm going to drop it off to you.
Well, that's very kind.
I'm in. I would love to ring in Australia's New Year in 30 minutes. With some charcuterie.
Okay, first of all, Australia rang in their new year at 6 o'clock this morning.
Whatever. I'm not staying up till midnight. I celebrate now, Chris.
Okay. I love it.
So, like, right now, Moscow is rolling in
all
the
right.
new year.
I'm down with Moscow.
Maybe.
Is it Moscow or Moscow?
I was always told there are no cows in Moscow.
Oh, okay.
Arlen Booth told me that.
Okay.
At KLWN, because I called it Moscow one time on the air. And this old man, he's long since passed, who founded KLWN and the Laser in Lawrence.
So there's no cow in Moscow.
Walked into my newsroom. Well, it's his newsroom. He was the owner. And he goes, I just want to let you know there are no cows in Moscow.
That's right. And no one has ever died driving into a cement barrier because they would just get wet. It's concrete.
Mm-hmm. And I used to call it, and this was in like 2003, U.S. forces, blah, 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 in Iraq.
Instead of Iraq.
Instead of Iraq.
When I first started, Iraq. I was like 12 years old. And in one of the news stories that I read, I said Akron, Ohio. Hmm. That's not even half a world away, Scott. That's like right above us and to the right a little bit. And I said Akron. And my news director called me in and said, I'm sorry, how did you pronounce that town in Ohio?
Acorn.
I go, which one? Toledo? Or what are we talking about here? And she's like, no, I need to hear you say it.
What'd you call it? Akron?
Akron.
Akron. Well, when I said Iraq early on, because that's how I always thought it was pronounced, my program director called me into his office and
what did you say?
He goes, you will never rock in Iraq.
That's a guy. It's whatever you, mnemonic device you need to remember it. We all remember it.
913-586-7798. We have Festivus Wednesday coming your way. Right after the 5 o'clock news, it is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
I have something to tell you. There was some sort of website, I don't know. You know they all push these things on Facebook telling you this is the best song of the year. This is the best book of the year. Blah, 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 blah. You might be surprised, but someone listed the 5 most underrated movies, hands down.
Oh, Nuremberg.
Of 2025. And the one that caught my eye, I can go back and try to find the entire list. The number one most underrated movie that you have to see.
Nuremberg.
Rust.
Really? The Alec Baldwin movie.
Yes, that movie. And he goes into a lot of detail about why. He said, no one went to see this movie for all of the obvious reasons, and we are not here to diminish the horror that happened on that set. The people responsible are in prison. The armor. Mm-hmm. But he made the argument that the young woman who lost her life, her work is so brilliant in this film as a cinematographer. It is sweeping, stunning. Her work deserves to be shown and deserves to be seen. The entire crew that had nothing to do with what happened that horrible day. Mm-hmm. Like, don't write it off because of that. And I was talking to Carrie about it earlier today.
You had written it off. You said you would never go.
I said, I don't want to see it. It apparently is about redemption and doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And a young boy who's either run out of town or is ostracized for doing the right thing. And the author made the sort of the argument that if you can just set what happened aside, on its own, the film is fantastic. A lot of you might not be able to. I said early on, well, certainly right after it happened, I said, why are they even making this movie? Right. Why continue shooting this movie?
So I always love's a strong word. I always enjoy reading, enjoy maybe a strong word as well. The year in review kind of stories.
Yeah.
Like who we lost, you know, biggest songs of the year. We'll get to that in a second. Biggest news stories of the year.
Okay.
Would you care to guess any of them?
Ugh.
And there were a lot of big stories this year. Lots.
I will let you tell me. Most of them have to be political, and I'm just not going to go there.
Actually, so far, none are political.
Really?
No.
Like natural disasters?
Some, yeah. Some of them are in there.
Give me a few.
The closest thing I'm seeing to a political story is Charlie Kirk killed.
Okay.
Which was a huge story, tragic, and but yet huge. Rob Reiner and his wife allegedly murdered by their son.
Yeah.
Charlie Kirk's murder on September 10th. Man, has it been that long already? Menendez brothers resentenced, but denied parole and denied a new trial. The manhunt for Travis Decker. Do you remember him? Think Washington State, three daughters.
Oh, yes.
The Sean Combs trial. Now, I would argue there are some political stories that need to be in here, but they're not.
Well, Epstein has to be in there.
So I think that they view that as political, so it's not. This is from ABC News.
Okay.
Brian Koberger pleads guilty in Idaho. The Texas flood that killed at least 130 people.
Oh, God, the one with the kids. Cabins and the kids.
Mm-hmm. Karen Reed's trial. This is in no particular order.
Yep.
Gene Hackman and his wife.
Oh, my gosh, forgot about that.
Die in their home. That was in February, if you can believe that. And three plane crashes within days, three back-to-back plane crashes. They cite the American Airlines regional jet that collided with a Black Hawk helicopter. What were the other ones?
When you think about, though, that list, Scott.
And the LA wildfires.
Oh, of course. That was toward the beginning of the year. You remember actor James Woods lost his home and did
that unbelievable
interview on CNN.
That was in early January.
Don't
forget Steve Guttenberg of Cocoon and Police Academy fame, who was running house to house helping people get out.
Yeah. With those year-ender stories, we talked about this on Year in Review over at KCPT with Nick Haines the other day. What is the story that, for good or bad, affected us all the most? And so when you look at the big headlines of the year, you can say, oh my gosh, the murders of Rob Reiner and his wife. Huge story, dominated headlines. Mm-hmm. Not saying it's not important. My goodness, I went down rabbit holes with that story, Scott. I looked it up today to see if there's any movement in the trial and the latest. But does it affect you and your daily life here? Most people would say no. Mm-hmm. You know, same thing with regional or even international disasters. Does it affect your daily life? So I always find it interesting at the end of the year to look back at, like, what do you think affected us here the most? Here, day to day here. Okay. And you might say property taxes, Jackson County. Absolutely. Not if you live in Clay County or Platt or Johnson. Mm-hmm. You know, for some of you, that is the story of the year, certainly for people who struggled to
maintain their homes.
But, like, what do you think was overall, and this could be nationally, locally, what affected us collectively the most in Kansas City? Certainly the Chiefs crossing state line affects in small ways that you might not even realize everyone on both sides.
Well, that's going to affect me big time. Because the Chiefs are literally building a stadium 5 miles from my house.
Yep.
And what that ends up doing to my property value, I'll find out in 6 years. And the Chiefs may be pricing me out of my own home.
And it has to affect the tax base and situation in Missouri. It has to.
Oh, of course. I think if you're going to objectively look at least locally, I'd have to take a minute to think nationally or even internationally. But locally, I think the biggest story of the year came very late in the year. And that is the squabble to figure out where the Chiefs are going and where the Royals are going.
Which is wrapped up in the property tax debacle.
To a degree, yes. And, you know, what does it mean for Western Wyandotte County now that the Chiefs have already committed? Yeah. What did the state of Kansas
give away
to get them? And how does that affect
Johnson
and Wyandotte for sure?
Shawnee.
To a lesser degree, but how does that affect Johnson and Leavenworth counties, not the least of which is Wyandotte County?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did the state itself give away, and we still don't know necessarily how this is all going to play out. It's still a bit of a mystery. And then conversely, what does it mean for people who live in Jackson County? Because you're losing people. Let me rephrase. Cities don't have professional sports franchises or fight to get professional sports franchises because they're money losers.
Right.
They're money gainers. And there's no denying it. There is no denying that a professional sports franchise is a money boondoggle for whatever city has them. All right. So Kansas City, Missouri, Jackson County, losing the Chiefs, they're now going to have to figure out, what do we do with all that 1% earnings tax money that we're now losing when all of these millionaires come to town? You don't have to play on the field to have to pay a 1% tax to the city of Kansas City, Missouri.
Nope.
If you are
anyone associated with any of the teams.
If you are roster guy number 51 on the Las Vegas Raiders and you never even see the field.
Nope.
And you get $50,000, $70,000 for being at that game, you are paying 1% of that money to the city of Kansas City, Missouri, and you never even worked. You didn't do anything but change your clothes. That's it. And you still have to pay 1%.
I would also add, across the board, here and beyond, inflation. If you really, like, what affects all of us every single day?
Yeah.
The slow drip that is going to the grocery store and you look up and eggs are $11.
But that could have been the big story of the year last year too.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
Inflation would be big, no doubt about it. We got to get to break because the January 8th Kansas Cityan
of the year is Kathy Nelson. No offense, Nick.
Nick Vassos, who is going to be the January 8th Kansas Cityan of the day, will be joining us in just a moment. He's on the hotline here on Dana and Parks.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
I mean, we've had some high-profile guests on this show before. Some of the biggest names in the world. Carl Bernstein was in here one time. The Fonz.
The Hulk.
The Hulk has been here multiple times.
Hanson, yes, Mbop.
The band Hanson has been in here. We have had some of the... Tom Brokaw was even on the show one time. But we have never had someone as important, at least on January 8th, Kansas Cityan of the day, per proclamation from the city council and the mayor, than our next guest, Nick Vassos from Fox 4 Morning. Woo! Hello.
All right, both of you, stop.
Working right for you. Are you off today? And then Scott, this bozo, calls you and is like, call into our show.
No, I work this morning. I work tomorrow morning, so it'll be early to bed tonight. But just got a haircut from my good friend Mario. I'm sitting here on a beautiful New Year's Eve day in the parking lot of Hy-Vee, getting ready to go get some food.
Isles is miles.
So that's my life right now, but it's all good. I'm loving it, and I'm pretty excited about next
year. How did you find out about the proclamation?
I found out about it last week on Sunday. It was in the fourth quarter of the Comets versus the St. Louis Ambush. My broadcast partner, Eric Bergrud, and I were calling the game, and we have a media timeout right in the middle of the fourth quarter. And our sideline reporter, Lux Elzinga, and then she starts talking during the media timeout, and then this giant picture of me is shown on the scoreboard. I'm saying, what in the heck is going on here? I see Nick Vasos Day. And she goes on to proceed to say that the mayor is going to present a proclamation naming January 8th Nick Vasos Day. And that's how I found out. And the camera was on me, and I had no idea what to say or what to do. I was like, you're kidding me. This is incredible. So that's how I found out. And it was amazing.
How does one become so important, Nick, that they get a day named after them in Kansas City?
Well, first off, I hope that you and Dana will celebrate January 8th as Nick Vasos Day from here going forward.
Oh, every this is an annual event.
It's going to be like Christmas.
Well, you know, it goes what will be read and what will be said at the city council meeting on January 8th at 2 p.m. It'll be the first item, of course, that'll be dealt with. And that is because of my long, many, many years as the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Comets.
I think a lot of people may not know that, Nick. I mean, they know because they tune in and they see you all in the morning, and you're a stable, steady presence for years at Fox 4. I think there are people that don't know about that. Explain your history there.
So back in 1996, Zoran Savick hired me as the play-by-play voice of what was then the Kansas City Attack. Mm-hmm. And just a little quick, since we're the soccer capital of America, and for those who don't pay close attention to all of the teams, the Comets were the very first professional soccer team in Kansas City. This happened back in the 1980s. And Zoran Savick was a player.
That's right.
Back in the 1980s.
His jersey is retired.
It certainly is. He eventually became a coach and then a general manager, and so he hired me back in 1996, and that was my sort of introduction into indoor soccer, and I fell in love with it. And so I traveled with the team, called many, many games, promoted the sport whenever I could, and then, of course, the Wizards came on, and then eventually FC Casey with the professional women's team. We have great college teams here in the metro area. This whole Kansas City area loves soccer, and it's from 1996 until 2026. I've been doing indoor soccer games, and I've loved it. It's been great. So those in the soccer community probably know that, but those who are, you know, I think there's like three buckets of people, because, you know, the World Cup's coming. You've got one bucket that people just know everything there is to know about soccer.
Yes.
And they would know me. And then you've got like a middle bucket of people who are sort of soccer curious, you know, they know Sporting, you know, they know the Current, you know, but they may not know the Comets, but we're right there. And then there's the third bucket, and people are like, I really don't want to have anything to do with soccer.
Nick, you know, they're like, I watched Ted Lasso. That's as far as I'm willing to go.
Exactly. So that's it. And it's really neat. I also have to give a shout out here to my broadcast partner, Eric Bergrud, who has some connections, and I think he may have had something to do with this. So this is going to be, it's going to be a really fun part. It's not just about me. It's about everybody. It's about the city. It's about the soccer capital. It's about celebrating our city and our soccer culture.
Well, we have less than 30 seconds because we got a hard out for ABC News at the top. But tell everybody what you say when the ball hits the corner post.
Ding dong!
Nick Vasos. who will be honored with a proclamation in his honor on January 8th by the Kansas City Council. Love you, brother. Take care. Be well. News in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.